What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I know I've been promoting this as season two. Technically it's season three, but it's season two on a new platform. You know what I'm saying? All my people, the good folks at Anchor that put it everywhere, you know, Apple, Google, Spotify, Bullhead, and all the other independent podcasting networks. I am happy to be back with you guys. Yo, currently I'm in the middle of a blizzard here in New York City. Blizzard 2021, okay? So we are all snowed in right now. But I'm gonna talk to you guys about what's going on with me right now and in the state of comedy. As you guys may know, I am a stand-up comedian. I've been a stand-up comic since 2010, and I haven't stopped, and I'm gonna continue to go until the day I croak. I got a show coming up this Thursday. I'll be in Central Islip, Long Island at Club 112. So that's Club 112. I will be doing a special appearance there at the Crab Legs and Comedy Show. It's my first time doing this room. It's actually quite possibly could be, you know, actually, or it might be, you know, quite possibly the only stand-up comedy show in New York. Period, that is indoors, because if you know, indoor dining and comedy clubs are not going on right now. There's only outdoor dining, so in the Five Boroughs, Long Island is a different county, so they're able to do indoor dining and or live entertainment like what I'm doing this Thursday at Club 112. It's 112 Wheeler Road in Long Island, New York. Not that hard for me to get out there because I live in Brooklyn. So we're on the same island, Brooklyn, Queens, LI, same big ass island. So, you know, I'll get there in about an hour. But I'm ready, man. I'm ready to rock this show. My boy Marcus McNeil is the host. Shout out to the promoter, Damon Laughs. Relatively new promoter in the comedy game, but he's been doing his thing. And I mean, listen, he's got the only show that's indoors right now. I don't know about you guys, but I ain't doing no motherfucking outdoor shows, freezing my ass off for free, okay? Justin don't work for free. When you're funny, give me the motherfucking money. You feel me? Ain't no broke struggling going on here, okay? I'm getting paid for my talent. I got the skills to pay the motherfucking bills. So I'll be here on this Thursday at 4. I mean, on the 4th. Of this month of February. Show time is at 8 p.m. It's reservations only. So if you want to make your reservations, either you can make them at comedynightli.com or call the number 631-488-7792. Also on that show is a good colleague, friend, comedy brother of mine. My man Kenny Wu is headlining the show. The feature that night is going to be Chris Grant. Very funny, very talented brother. So it's going to be a fun show, man. I'm excited. You know, it's my first live show since what? November. I did 3 shows in November. Those were all indoors. And then as of December 1st, Cuomo came down. Wow. He was like, okay, buddy, it's going to be no live comedy shows going on over here. No freaking dinners inside, you know. I don't give a fuck if you guys are cold out there. You're not gonna be out here indoors eating food. You're gonna freeze on the fucking street corner. He's Italian. That's my Italian voice. and the last show that I've done, period, was my first and only virtual show that I've ever done on Zoom. I had, I mentioned this in previous episodes. I had the pleasure of doing my good friend Tony Bird's birthday roast. I always do her birthday shows / roast. So it was awesome to do that. Thanks again, Tony Bird, for that. But yeah, like I said, you know, the state of comedy right now is it's either you're doing virtual, you know, or in New York City, in the Five Boroughs, you're doing a rooftop, a street curb, a street corner, a street alley, a park, being Central Park, Prospect Park, Washington Square Park, friggin' Astoria Park in Queens. That's the state of comedy right now. I do know that most comics are traveling outside of the Five Boroughs, and they're going from state to state. A good friend of mine just finished up a weekend at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone in Virginia Beach. Jenna Beach has different regulations. Basically, they don't give a fuck. They are fully open, okay? You know, I was on the phone with a relative and they told me that there are capacity rules. Not true. My friend did, what, 9 shows this weekend. All of them were sold out capacity. Capacity at Virginia Beach Funny Bone is 150 people. Did they have to wear masks when they were not eating or drinking? Absolutely. Still dangerous in the heart of COVID. I don't know if the, you know, there's 6 feet distance spacing between each table. I would hope so. But, you know, I have friends that are going to be in Tampa, you know, in the next coming weeks. I have friends that are traveling to Texas to do comedy, going to, you know, different parts of the country, Las Vegas, basically red states. You know, I don't mean to get political, but basically Republican states are fully open. You know, they're a little lax with mandatory mask wearing and things of that nature. So it's kind of the wild, wild west. You know, I guess folks forget that we are in a fucking pandemic and shit is real. You know, Corona is still here. It's going to be here after it's contained and we get the proper vaccinations out to the people who need it and everyone else in the world. But it's going to be here regardless. You know, don't think because you are vaccinated that you can't die. You can still catch it. So you still got to take the proper precautions to keep yourself safe. Wearing your mask, wash your hands, wear your gloves if you want to. Stepping the fuck away from motherfuckers when they too close. You gotta do these things. And you know, I get it, comedians. I do. I want to be on stage just as the next guy or girl. You know what I'm saying? I do. I miss it. But I'm not gonna put my life at risk, my family's life at risk, my close friend's life at risk for free. I'm not gonna do it. I've been doing this too long, okay? And I've been on television. I've done Wendy Williams. I've done, my last television appearance was on Brick TV for Laughaholics Live. You know what I'm saying? People have seen that in New York State because that show is sponsored by Verizon Fios. So you know what I'm saying? I've been seen, okay? I've also worked in radio. You know what I'm saying? I got the skills to pay the bills. It ain't just a Floyd Mayweather thing. It's a Justin Ramos thing, okay? I've worked, you know, at Cumulus Media in the past, about 2 years ago now, almost a full 2 years ago. I've worked on the radio with, you know, at 108 Soul, not 108 Soul, correction, blah, blah, blah. Retract that. I've also, you know, I'm trying to get on 108 Soul is the thing. That's the goal right now, is to get on 108 Soul NY. Shout out to the people at 108 Soul. What I meant to say was, is I was, had the pleasure of interning for La Loca's midday show. Great mentor of mine in the radio business. I'm so happy to have her, you know, as my mentor. I worked on her show every Wednesday as an intern for 103.9. And that was awesome. Radio 103.9, that was a great experience. I worked for the company Accumulus in the promotions department, which means I worked for all 4 stations. WABC, 77 WABC, the legendary WPLJ, you know what I'm saying? Nash FM, and of course, Radio 103.9, where there I learned, you know, quite possibly everything I could learn in the 3 months that I had as an intern there. About 3 months and a half, depending on how long my school semester was. It's September till about second, third week of December. So yeah, you know, I learned the ropes, you know. I was, some days she had me, you know, messing with the board, learning how to use a board, how to, you know, watch the monitor and make sure the music is playing. I did have some instances where I was, you know, going dead air and the shit goes blue and then we get the call on the phone, what the fuck is going on? But I think comedy and radio goes hand in hand. Both are passions of mine. I love to do both. I love broadcast. I have a huge passion for it. I have a knack for it. I have the energy for it. It's the same with comedy. These are two things that I study the most. And they're things that I love. You know, I love stand-up comedy. I love being in front of people. I love that attention. I'm an attention seeker. I'm an only child. You know, I do have other siblings because my dad was Puerto Rican. You feel me? but I'm my mother's only child. So I've always been that person that loves attention. I loved I love to be in the limelight, if you will. I love all eyes on me. I love people focusing on me. I love public speaking. I also like to be off camera, on air, you know, on the radio, podcasting, like this podcast right here. Thanks for supporting Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I love entertainment. So whether it be in front of a camera on television, on stage, doing a live comedy show, or on the microphone, broadcasting. Sorry, my neighbors above are making noise. I don't know why they always moving shit. Sit down and shut the fuck up. We're recording a podcast here. Just know that, you know, this is also a time, regardless of the pandemic, comedy is kind of on, it's not really on pause right now during the holidays through about March, but it does slow down. It's colder. Nobody really wants to come out. People don't have money until they get the income tax or maybe another stimulus check come through. Who knows? But I have made some calls. So expect another, you know, mini Justin Ramos tour coming soon. Hopefully, you know, in the next coming months, spring, summer, I'll be back in Philly. I'm looking, you know, to go back down to Virginia Beach and hitting up Newport News, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And if I can get back up to Boston, that would be dope too. So, you know, I got friends, and the friends got friends, and we could be friends, and we could do this every weekend. You feel me, bad boy? But seriously, I got some things coming up. This podcast, you know, I'm being more consistent with it now because I have a lot of free time, you know. So I'm going to be pushing out a lot of content on my social medias. Thanks for the positive feedback on my photos that I've done for this podcast last week. Shout out to my boy Trey Star and Trey Star Photos. Shout out to Trey Star Clothing, my unofficial sponsor. You feel me? We working on that too. Jose, I know you're gonna listen to this. We working on it. But yeah, you know, we're gonna be pushing out more content. I like all the positive feedback I got on my promo video. We worked in 34 degrees doing that last week Thursday, and we put it out, and it's gotten some really good feedback. Shout out to the listeners that are listening to the show. I appreciate you guys. And you know, man, yo, if y'all can make it out to my shows, be awesome, be great. You guys would make me look good. You know, I'm a local celebrity. I'm famous on my own block. Okay, New Jersey Avenue, East New York. That's the only place people know me, but I want the world to know me. So let's make some noise. You know what I'm saying? Make some noise for your boy. What else is going on with me in comedy? I'm just waiting it out, honestly. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, people, are you stressed about, you know, losing the muscle of comedy? No, I'm not. You know, I've been doing it long enough to where if I'm off stage for a little while, I'm still working. You know what I mean? I'm still researching to write new material. I'm still watching all of the current specials of guys and girls that I, you know, look up to in the business. I'm still studying the greats from the past that are no longer with us. So I'm always ready, you know. I don't care how much time it is, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I'm going to do it. If you give me 45, hey, I could do that too. You want me to do an hour? I can do any time that is allowed because that's how I work, okay? I'll give you guys a little secret. Every year, the beginning of the year, I come up with a new 5, and then every time I perform, I write another new 5 and another new 5 and another new 5 and another new 5. And before you know it, within that current year that I'm in, I have a new set. I do weave in signature jokes that have always worked, that never get old, that are personal to me, along with my new material. I also am, I don't know how I do this. It must just be a thing of mine. You know, I do know other comedians that do this where I really don't write pen to pad a lot. I do that very rarely, or jot it down in my cell phone, or when I had an iPad or an iPod Touch or whatever I was using, and I got an idea and I put the subject down. A lot of my writing is done on stage. Sometimes something happens in the crowd that might throw you off. It could be someone spilling a drink, and you might think of a new joke. It might not be about the drink being spilled, but something. So, truth be told, a lot of people don't believe me, A lot of my material comes from freestyling and fishing in the crowd. So that's sometimes how I develop material. But you know, with that said, I want you guys to continue to support this show. I'm probably going to drop another bonus episode, because this technically is like a bonus episode, because it's going to be short and simple to the point. But I just want to let you guys know that. Okay, we're back. So yeah, man, just keep, you know, supporting our show. Justin Kidd from Brooklyn. Follow me on all social media platforms at Justin the Comic. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this show. You can listen to it here on Anchor. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts. And when you do listen to it on Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button. Listen to your boy. Give me a 5-star rating. Give me some positive feedback. You feel me? Positive feedback. If you think there's some things I need to talk about on the show, you got topics, you got questions, let me know. If you want to be a part of the show, whatever you do, hit me up, okay? Entertainment, fashion, rapper, comedian, poet, let your brother know. If you're a musician, come through. You can also check me out on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all locations for podcasts. Wherever it's streaming, you're going to hear your boy, Jay Ramos, East New York represent Brooklyn, you feel me? And we out. Peace. Yes, sir.